Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, indeed. A little after 5 o'clock in the Southland. Live imaging Tuesday on Shinano and Cap. BK's here. And Shinano's here. And guess who's back? The one and only Hungarian Heat. Producer Lindsay is back in the house. And she's got what you need to know right now. Take it away, Producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited for what you need to know. And super excited to be back.
You know that when Funchy was filling in for you, Lindsay, he did the exact same thing. Thank you, Christopher. So excited to be here.
Good.
He did.
I don't think he really did, but if...
No, I swear to you. Ask him.
Oh, good job,
Funch. Will tell you. Right, Funchy?
I need to hear it. What does it sound like, Funch?
Thank you, Christopher.
I love it. I love it. Well, what you need to know is that one of the NBA's young stars is about to give new life to Kobe's sneakers. Chicago Bulls star DeMar DeRozan is signing a new four-year deal with Nike that keeps him as the featured face of Kobe Bryant's iconic line. DeRozan has been outspoken, of course, about how the late legend was an inspiration for his career, and he claims to own more pairs of Kobe's than anyone in the NBA. So that is what you need to know.
All right, how's everybody feel about that?
You got to wrap it out.
I do? You need to know is being brought to you by Mirago Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Yeah.
Okay, how'd that go?
Thanks, Cappy. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Super excited.
She loves it. You asked for excitement. She's given you excitement. True or false?
Did you tell BK? Look at his pocket square, his handkerchief, his hanky.
BK, take a look.
No, not BK's.
Oh, I was going to say.
He's double hanked.
Double hanked.
Never be too careful.
Double hankied. That's right. That's exactly right.
Still stuff going around.
But the thing is that because I'm trying to take the gray and the blue hanky, and I'm trying to get it to like really merge with the gray and the blue and the white in the shirt. That's why I'm double hankied out right now.
Why not just buy one gray and blue hanky?
Good question. Didn't have one. Didn't go buy one. And the thing is that with this jacket, what I would normally like to do is just use the hanky that's built in. See right here? Ooh. Huh?
This jacket doesn't have that, but you know my other ones do. So I understand.
See, now I
classic.
Right? Now I can match your polka dotted hanky with my polka dotted hanky. Or I go double hanky. Or maybe I try triple hanky. Triple hank?
Wait, it has a built-in handkerchief?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of my sports jackets.
Oh, when you know, I don't know. That was out of the thing.
When you get a custom job, they'll put that in there for you.
They call it a value add.
Yeah. Oh, is it sewed in?
It's part of the lining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fancy.
And it matches the inside of the jacket.
But it's not monogrammed like CMMs.
Let me ask you, Scott.
No, yes, it probably says made for Scott Kaplan in there. Cappy.
Both of you, actually, I think.
Rachel's boy.
Ascots.
Ascots
would be
dope.
I've never done it.
Oh, I would love to.
You strike me.
I'm a smoking
Chris,
jacket kind of guy.
As an ascot kind of dude.
Yeah,
I
would
try it. I'm a little disappointed that you, well, what wouldn't you try?
Well, that's true. But where do I get that, though?
I will find out.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. The only
this
problem
show
I
needs
have,
an ascot sponsor.
The only problem I have with the ascot, though, the only problem I have with the ascot is, you know, when you think of an ascot, who do you think of who wears one on television?
Know.
Nobody comes to mind?
Yeah.
See, to me, the ascot
Penn and Teller.
No, I don't think so. I mean, not that that's what comes to mind for me. The guy who's already taken it is Charles Woodson, right? Doesn't Charles Woodson use that on television? Doesn't he? No. Everybody's giving me a look. Like, no,
Terry Silver in Karate Kid 3.
Terry Silver, Karate Kid 3, ascot.
Would Sedona do an ascot with us?
Georgie, would you
do it? Absolutely. I would consider doing an ascot on an NBA game.
Well, you went turtleneck for years.
Yeah, so. But now everybody did turtlenecks after
right,
that.
Right, so move on, you're blazing
to ascots.
Yes.
Yeah.
George and I were trying to figure out a few weeks ago about bow ties, and we were trying to get a bow tie because I said I could tie a bow tie.
Right.
B-Cam, can you tie a bow tie?
I cannot.
Cannot do it.
I can't.
By the way, Bergman just came in and said, Fred from Scooby-Doo wears an ascot.
There you go.
Oh, Fred. Do we have Freddie Prinze Jr. do it since he played Fred?
Oh, that's very good.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
BK's got a cop outfit. I know that.
Is that true?
Again, we're going just constantly wrapping it back to the fetish talk.
No, I'm wrapping it back to those like 2017 Spectrum sports appearances.
They had to kill that segment.
The cop, yeah.
But that doesn't age quite as well. Particularly Andy's character in that.
Even Andy would dress up as cops,
and Andy would pretend to be like
no
a
way
violent and angry. I mean, like, dress up is a bit of an exaggeration.
So you basically did, like, role play, like PTI
style? It was a good cop, bad cop segment.
Oh, no.
Andy's bad cop would threaten people with his
nightstick.
Oh, that is a segment that has not aged well.
That is sus, as some people would say.
That is so sus. That's, in fact,
it was funny at the time.
Yes, it is.
It is less funny now.
Yeah. You know what?
Cappy and I do pretty good role play. We usually do, like, role play when we're talking about the Lakers. Like, well, we'll take turns being like, I think, well, Cappy generally is not LeBron. I'm generally LeBron in these scenarios.
Right.
But you've been Genie. You've been Pelinka.
Right.
You've been, who else? Frank Vogel. Yep. You were Frank Vogel a bunch of times.
Yeah. So I like the idea of good cop, bad cop. I don't love the idea of you two guys dressed up as cops.
We weren't like fully dressed. You would put a hat and it would get a little badge.
Okay.
And I would do an Irish accent.
No, you would not.
I would.
Come on.
Not a good one.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But so, like, what would you say? Like, so if I said to you, hey, this is, you know, give me an example. You guys are.
Oh, so, like, we're talking, like, what do you think of you know, how's AD?
The trade deadline.
Right? The trade deadline.
Yeah.
And I'd say, oh, the Lakers, they need to do something over at the deadline, or at, you know, I fear they will not be able to advance as far into the playoffs, or something like that.
Okay.
But I would, like, lean into it again. Broad stereotypes.
Yes. Not terrible, by the way. Not a terrible Irish dialect at all.
The only Irish person you've ever heard is the Lucky Charms leprechaun. It is dead spot.
That's right.
Perfect.
Okay. So you learned it from Lucky Charms.
TV.
Like, so you obviously probably as a kid would always do, like, the green clovers, the blue diamonds.
And purple horseshoes.
So you would have, like, this whole routine as a kid where you would go through the commercial?
I would just, I mean,
can you do it for us?
Things.
Can you do it? Like, I would always get two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles onion,
Big Mac, all 15 words, Harley. Yeah,
right.
I heard that one.
Right.
How do you know that and not Dangerous Minds and the 12 other things?
That's the weird thing about it.
Well, how about this one?
Yeah, he's so weird.
They have the Golden Arches. We have the Golden Arcs.
Right.
They have the Big Mac. We have the Big Mick. They have two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, and sesame seed bun. We don't use a sesame seed bun. They're McDonald's. We're McDowell's. These are the things that are still in my head. But you...
There are no seeds in my buns.
Right.
Yes.
But you, sir...
That line. That's an important line.
Actually, I got it perfectly, except Mateo was yelling at you.
No.
You know the Golden Arches song?
Is it two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on sesame seed bun? Is it that one?
No, that's the Big Mac one. It's like, then go to Golden Arches in your neighborhood. McDonald's makes it so. McDonald's makes it so. McDonald's makes it so good. That's like an old
regional
one. No. It's like an old one.
Really? It was on a regional sports network that wasn't
national?
You
remember when you used to go through the drive-thru and they would give you actual glasses? Like collectible glasses made out of glass?
Yes.
I have the
that guy's going to make pizza.
Yeah. Wait, George is going to make pizza now.
Pizza Hut, another place where you could go get endless glassware.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Because, I do remember that.
I think, like, when we were kids, McDonald's would give you a glass and it would have, like, a Green Bay Packers logo on it or something.
Depends
like that.
On the promotion.
Right.
It might just have the Hamburglar.
They used to even have, when I was a little kid, like, they'd give you magazines, like Super Bowl history, you know? I'm serious. Like, this was at McDonald's. They give you a little magazine of Super Bowl history. Glasses. I forgot all about that. But they used to have also the styrofoam. Like, you know, the fish fillet was in that really cool looking blue styrofoam.
McDLT.
McDLT
double
with
the
double
styrofoam.
Right.
Twice the damage to the earth.
Right. But you had
the technology from that, for people who don't know, which is probably everyone, the McDLT was a sandwich where McDonald's was experimenting with, you have a hot side and a cold side. And at the time, the technology for that seemed amazing. It was like walking on the moon. It's like, I can keep the hot side hot and the cold side cold. What it's never going to get better than this. And yet, but you remember when you went, what was the first clear cassette tape you saw?
Ooh, that
was
also from the clear future. Cassette tape was cool.
Rick Springfield.
That's right. Oh, Rick Springfield for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Never forget your first.
Wow.
Jesse's Girl?
Probably.
Yeah. I think I might be at Pat Benatar with the clear cassette. Might be.
Can you hear Jesse's Girl and not think of our favorite scene from Boogie Nights?
No.
Exactly. That guy, that character is definitely a lot of Cappy. It's a lot of me, but it's a lot of Cappy, too.
So I know that B-Cam
came
Sister in.
Sister Christian.
Oh, I love Sister Christian.
Changes after Boogie Nights, though.
True, but it's a great song.
It's a fantastic
Even
song.
Still to this day, Sister Christian is an amazing song. Anybody know who sang Sister Christian? I know you do. Anybody? Lindsay, you ever hear of Sister Christian?
How's it go?
Sister Christian, all the time has come.
No.
And you know that you're the only one to say yay.
Maybe.
Okay.
No, I don't know who sings it, though.
It's a jam.
It is a jam. You should check it out.
Kind of sounds familiar.
Really? Sister Christian, all the time has come. You want to jump in here?
I suspect when Night Ranger plays that in concert, they open and close.
Right. And along the way in the middle, they're like, you know, here's one we really love.
How about one more time?
Yeah, right, right.
All right.
Yeah. All right. B-Cam is in. Sedano's dealing with kids. We got a company-wide dinner tonight. I'm going on a little short vacay tomorrow, so I'm kind of like in that mindset right now. You know what I mean? Like, I can talk trade deadline. What the Dodgers did not do versus what little brother down south did do, I'm capable of talking about that. I just don't know that anybody really cares. Chris, do you care? Do you want me to talk sports?
I want you to talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay.
Do you want to do a trade deadline segment?
I don't think so.
I feel like you're leaning into it, though.
I don't know if I do or if I don't.
Do you want to do a trade deadline segment,
BK? Email I got today from Scott Kaplan, he's very excited about it.
Well, that's true. I do have an intern
writing. Yeah, we
need
to hear about the Kaplan newsletter that... Lindsay, did you know that there was a Kaplan newsletter?
I actually get it. It comes from Sided.
No, that's a different newsletter.
That's a different newsletter.
I get one that says it's from Scott Kaplan. I figured it was a Sided one, but I do get it. I get it.
Well, if you've signed up for my email list on my website for my podcast, then you get it.
I did, or either that or you spammed me.
It is a spam thing through Sided because I signed up for Sided, and that's how I get it.
No, but this is different. This is a different one.
So he's got multiple news.
But it's a Kaplan and Crew thing, and then it says, I'm so excited. I got the same thing. BK talked about, I got it.
You got that today?
Yeah.
Okay,
says,
cool.
The Padres actually did it, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Right.
Yep.
That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why don't you do a newsletter for this show?
I would love to. In fact, I would be very happy. I got an email list of like 17,000 people, and I'm very, very happy to take that list and blast Sedano and Cap Wilding t-shirts everywhere. You want me to do that?
I think a daily newsletter talking about this show would be great.
Be phenomenal. Phenomenal!
Like, talk about the bits of the day.
And then you could throw, like, a poll somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Hey,
put up a poll.
Smart idea. Right.
There.
You know who does that? Hacksaw.
The Saw does that?
Yep.
He does?
Yep. He does. He definitely does. He does, like, he tweets it out, gives you the little teaser on Twitter, and you got to click on it, and he's got his whole little newsletter.
Look at the growth producer Lindsay
right.
has made.
Remember,
3 months ago, she was screaming at us, why do you keep referencing this Hacksaw guy?
Nobody knows who this guy is.
Time
she
out.
Said the same thing about Kurt Sandoval.
I learned all of my L.A. geography from Hacksaw.
Time out. I produced Mason in Ireland. They did a lot of Hacksaw Hamilton stuff.
All Morales, right, volleyball line is open.
By the way, maybe producer Lindsay was right about Kurt Sandoval, because he ended up dropping that ball for your team.
Right. True.
And that cost you the games.
It is true.
When Beto Duran took you deep.
He did. Well, he popped one up and
he took you deep.
That's true.
Ramona and I both knew. We were doing the play-by-play from above.
Yep.
And we both knew when it cracked that bat, that ball was gone.
Yeah. But could have and should have been caught.
No. You lost the game.
Yeah,
for
you
them.
Threw up like nine home runs in two innings.
Yeah, that's true. But they were solo shots, so they weren't really doing that much damage. We were still winning the game.
No, you still lost it.
We did. We did lose the game. That is absolutely true. 100% true. We did lose the game. All right. The Dodgers did make one move. The Padres made all the moves. Does anybody care? We'll figure it out. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Sedano and Kappa live imaging Tuesday. Happy birthday. Charlie XCX, Cappy, is 30 years old. This is the song. Boom, clap, boom, clap, clap, boom.
I don't know what that is.
Really? You're not familiar?
You. No, you know it. When the boom, boom.
What's the name of this person?
You got to wait for the hook. The hook.
It's not going to help, I can tell you now.
B-Cam, this
yes,
is not
it will.
For you, huh?
Me and Funch were like, why? Yeah, no.
Oh, I actually have
heard
this song.
Goes on and on and okay. on and on. Yeah, see, you know it. That's what I thought.
Apologies to the Charlie, what's her name?
Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
I do know who this is.
When you say her name, is it Charlie XCX?
Well,
is
it today? Well, why don't you listen to it? Does that sound like a male or a female artist?
It sounds like a female.
You never really know.
It's also National Coloring Book Day.
Oh.
Maybe Mateo, George Sedano's son, who he's watching right now, is coloring. Sedano will be back from the home studio to join us here momentarily, I'm sure.
Chaplin called those textbooks back in the day.
Yeah, coloring books, big time.
Meanwhile, it is time for sports talk.
Oh, really? It is?
We should have like this heavy guitar thing.
Right.
A Scott Kaplan sports talk segment.
Well, you know what? I've thought about this a little bit. Blake Harris, who plays Dodger Insider on the Sedano and Cap show, generally heard on Thursday evenings. Given all the news of the day, Blake Harris is going to join us at 5:45 this hour. So with that being said, with George tending to his children because his wife has COVID and she's at her parents' house because they're out of town. That all makes sense. B-Cam is in the studio. And you sent us a text this morning.
I did.
And you had this tone to the text, like, this is really funny. And I just had no choice but to jump right in and go, I'm sorry. I don't know what we're talking about.
I appreciated your honesty. You were wrapped up in the trade deadline. Is Juan Soto going to the Padres? What else could they get? I mean, I understand you were busy. So if you missed it, last night, Jeannie Buss, this tweet appears on Jeannie Buss's feed, her real feed, saying that if you text, DM me and the Lakers are giving away 3 PS5s for charity. Just and with like the siren emoji on each side, like, hey, this is big news. Spelling mistakes riddled throughout the whole thing and whatever, but like a picture of a PS5 and whatever. And so there were like 3 or 4 tweets promoting this. And just nobody apparently told Jeannie or realized or something that she had been hacked. And so this is going on for hours. Theoretically, people like DMing, quotes, Jeannie Buss, trying to get PS5s from her and the Lakers and hopefully not sending money until finally this morning they sent out a tweet over the Lakers official handle saying that don't do this. I've been hacked. This is a scam. But at least the guy who did it had a sense of humor because he retweeted the Lakers tweet. Whoever was controlling Jeannie's tweet, Twitter, actually tweeted that out.
No way.
But the quote tweets and stuff that like the thread was just, it was so funny. Just like people understand it. But you got like, oh, are they going to apply this like to the luxury tax? Like, does this mean we can keep LeBron longer? It's like all of this stuff going on for like hours while Jeannie Buss was being hacked.
You know, I think my son, I'm not sure. Didn't you win? My son's here with me today. Got to take him to the airport right after this. Kind of a little bit of a headache, by the way. You got to put your kid in an Uber. You know, like I can't take him to the airport right now because we got this company-wide dinner.
Yeah.
Not that it's a problem. I mean, I don't really want to drive to the airport anyway. But I'm going to put him in an Uber, but I haven't been able to do that yet. But I'm trying to schedule it. And I used Lyft, and Lyft was like $75, and then Uber was $50. But but hold on.
Got all that Rome money.
For real.
Right. But $50 on Uber, I don't use Uber. I don't have the Uber app on my phone. I
told
only have the
you
Lyft app.
I can do it, and then you can just Venmo me back.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, or Zelle me or whatever.
Okay, I'll Zenmo you Vel.
It might have surged by now. This was like an hour ago when I showed you this, Cappy.
Okay, I need to, can I get a little help here? Can I get an assist?
I'll look, but it's probably surged by now.
But dude, I think my son one time won a PS5. Didn't you win a video game machine on something like this? Like, when he told me this, Brian, I was like, what do you mean you won a PS5 from some minor league baseball player? And he... No, seriously. Like, so when somebody hacked Jeannie Buss's Twitter account saying, hey, you can win this PS5 or whatever, people believe this. And I'm just here to tell you, my son, I'm telling you, who did you win a PS5 from? I don't know who did you win a PS5 from? All right, this is going to be...
He said Taylor Trammell, a minor league baseball
player. But it was real. It wasn't a scam.
No, like, he really did win it, and they sent it to him. Right? Yeah, it's still the PS5 that he uses today. Or you play Xbox, though, right? Yeah, do you play any video games?
I do not.
Me neither. So, like, I'm lost. the difference between an Xbox and a PS5.
It's one of those things, I don't need that. Like, my kids have a Switch, a Nintendo, like the little one, but they can put it onto their TV.
Yeah.
And so like that's enough. We don't need more. They play on their iPads. I don't need a big system.
Yeah. No, no. We have an Xbox now, or had an Xbox. PS5, don't have it anymore. Do you still have it? It was won by a... Oh, wait. Laura, what's going on with Uber now?
Dude, under $40.
Under 40 bucks to go to the airport?
Yeah.
Lyft was $71.
I was going to say, I bet if you check Lyft now, it's probably gone down.
Really?
But it's, you know, you always got to do both. Like when you're at the airport and you're getting a ride home, you always check both. And check the taxi too. Because the taxis are cheaper right now.
I gave up on Uber a long time ago because I always felt like Lyft was so much cheaper. Are you a Lyft guy or an Uber guy?
I don't go anywhere.
Fail.
Oh, you don't go anywhere. You don't go. Is that a fail?
But I check both. I am a both checker.
You have to check both. Yeah. But I've noticed that Lyft is more expensive now than Uber.
I don't understand what happened.
I don't know
Lyft
either.
Used to be...
I think they pay their drivers a little better.
Oh.
Really? Because I think Lyft was always cheaper than Uber.
It was. But now it's reversed.
Yeah, didn't you watch the... that? No, of course you didn't watch it because you don't watch anything. But there's a show that Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the founder of Uber. It's called like Super Pumped, I think. It was on Showtime. And it was like the story of Uber and how it came to be. And like a big part of the plot point was when Lyft came in. And Lyft originally came in at a lower price point to compete with Uber. But then they kind of ended up at the same prices. But you're right. More recently, Lyft does seem to pay their drivers better. And that's why they're a little more expensive.
Yeah. And I actually like almost got suspended by Lyft.
Same price.
Oh, it is? Same price right now?
Which one do you want?
I would rather have Lyft. But I can do it now that you tell me that Lyft is good. Yeah. I almost I think I got not suspended, but I definitely got reprimanded by Lyft.
Well, I'm noticing a trend here because your son, Justin, said that he was booted off the Uber app.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you guys must have been doing something.
No, but Lyft I told the story about what happened with me and Lyft driver. Yeah, really, right? I mean, hey, listen, if we could get Kylie Jenner to fly him, it'll take 3 minutes. Nobody knows that story from last week? Okay, whatever.
Yes, I know.
All right. Yeah, I almost got, I got reprimanded by Lyft. Have you ever gotten reprimanded by one of these?
By like Mr. Lyft, like Lyft himself?
No,
called you
not
personally?
No, not him, but an email that reprimanded me from the company Lyft.
What did you do?
Well, what happened was, I've told the story before, but what happened was. So I had this Lyft driver come and they send you the message, hey, your Lyft driver's here. He's going to leave in 5 minutes, right? So I come walking out to try and find the guy. I can't find him. Like, where the hell is he, right? I can't find him. And he kind of parked behind the place in an alley. And when I finally found him, he was pulling away, you know, and I didn't want him to leave. And I was like, hey, I was like yelling, you know, I can't whistle, you know, so I was like, hey, don't leave. And he's leaving. He's starting to drive faster. And I only have in my hand, I have a half full plastic water bottle, just a regular water bottle, you know, and it's in my left hand. And so to try and get his attention, I throw this water bottle at this guy's car. And I mean, listen, dude, I'm talking like perfect left-handed strike. And I'm right-handed. So I'm really taking a lot of pride in the fact that it was a perfect spiral. Hit this guy's car. He slams on the brakes. I'm like, oh, good. This guy, thank goodness, he got the message. I'm here. This guy comes out of the car, and he wants a piece of me. This guy's going to kick my ass because I threw a half a water bottle at his car. But it wasn't intended to hurt his car, which it didn't do. It was just intended to get his attention. Don't leave.
Which it did.
Yes.
And he didn't.
Right. And then he got out of the car and he was this little guy, dude. And I was like, oh, this guy wants me bad. And he's
Sedano
little.
Sedano drives Uber?
No, it wasn't Sedano. It was a much littler guy. Even
Trudell?
Shots fired.
Yeah, big
pew,
time.
Pew, pew.
So this guy wants a piece of me. He's like, you're going to beat me up because I threw a half. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. It's just that you were leaving. I couldn't find you. I was here. I couldn't find. And then I said to him, I go, bro, that was a perfect spiral. Left hand hit your car. So, no damage. Let's go. No, he wouldn't take me. And then he sent an email, I guess, to Lyft and they reprimanded me and. But I'm committed.
So what does that mean when you get officially like an official reprimand?
Yeah.
From Lyft,
right?
Like, what's the fallout?
The fallout was like, hey, we may not drive you ever again. You know, like apologize, which I did. I was terribly sorry. I didn't mean to do anything to get the guy upset. I just didn't want him to leave me.
You did throw a bottle at his car,
but it was a perfect strike, left-handed.
And I agree with you. You should be proud of yourself. And you just like
moving target like
that point. You're like, I just hit it left-handed with a water bottle moving. I agree with you. You did the right thing.
Is there a butt coming?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Yeah. These guys give me a hard time about stuff like this. You know, it's like last week. They gave me a total hard time. I was telling this story. I'm sitting at this bar, right?
No. 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 You cannot. No. No.
Do you want to hear what happened? Lindsay, you aren't here to hear this, but...
I don't have a choice. We're going to hear it anyway, so here we go.
I'm sitting at this bar last week, right? And this guy has his back to me, like this right here, Brian, like this. And I can't see him. I can't see his face. And he's got sitting next to him this unbelievable pizza. I mean, it was beautiful. It looked like pesto with mushrooms. Mm. And it was just a beautiful pizza. And he had one slice of pizza that he had eaten, you know? And then he got up, and I never saw his face. And he went over to the piano. He was the piano player at the bar. And so I'm looking at this pizza, and I'm like, I got to have a piece of this thing. He's not going to know it's gone. You know, it's one guy eating a pizza. So
it's too much pizza for one person.
Right. So I grabbed a slice, you know, and these guys are just all over me about the fact that I took a slice of the pie. Now, when the guy comes back, by the way, we make eye contact and we know each other. So I didn't even know it was him. So then we hug it out. We brought it in, the whole thing. And then I told him, I'm like, hey, man, I hope you don't mind, but I took some of your pizza. He's like, no, it's fine. It's great. But these guys are like, you don't take somebody's pizza sitting at the bar. And I agree. 9 out of 10 times you don't.
No. 10 out of 10, unless you ask them if you can do it.
He asked emotionally, silently. I think you did the right thing.
Finally. I mean, there's some support around here. There's somebody who kind of thinks a little bit the way I think.
I'm just going to, that's going to be my answer for everything that we do here, just because it encourages him to do more of these things.
Thank you. I was like, are you really?
I am.
He's very much a ask for forgiveness, not permission kind of person.
Clearly. Like, but I just, definitely. I feel like I am driving content for you guys for the next 6 months just by saying you did the right thing.
No.
Yeah. The encouragement about saying, hey, that's an impressive throw. That makes me feel
Scott
really good.
Scott needs a yes and person in his
life. I did tell him when we were talking earlier, and I was like, yeah, I worked with BKM all the time. He's great. I was like, if anything, like, you know, I know they do the Lakers podcast, but if anything, he wants to talk anything but sports. So he'll have a great time with you.
I mean, here's the thing. Let's say he does something real dumb.
Okay, but that's where I was going.
Run with me for a second.
Oh, God, like,
just
I'm scared.
Stay with my hypothetical. Cap does something stupid.
Cap from jail.
And he can't show up. Like, for a few, okay. I mean, that's a problem for you guys, but, like, I'm not here that much. And he might be, like, called in. Cap's in jail.
Now I get it. There's ulterior motives here. He's trying to get paid, Cavi.
Right. Well, it's kind of like Beto's always trying to get me into trouble. Beto's like, I want you to get fired so I can take your job.
I don't think he said that.
Yeah, he does. He says it.
He says it outwards.
He's not bashful about it, not in the slightest bit.
I didn't think he would say it.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's joking?
No, he ain't joking.
Yeah, no, he said it a lot.
No, he's not joking. He tried to get me killed last week. He's like, I'm going to take you to a tough part of town. I'm going to get you killed.
And he
just said you were going to East LA, bro.
He kept trying to scare me. He's like, oh, dude, I'm telling you, it's tough, man. No. Mean streets. That's what he told me. He's like, man, you're not welcome there. I'm like, come on, man. I'm welcome wherever I'm at.
Everybody loved you.
I loved it. I had a great time. I did. All right, listen. Let's get to some Radio Tinder. We've got one half of the Kamenetsky brothers in studio. We got the Brian side of things. All right? B-Cam's in. Sedano's out, like, changing diapers and making pizzas. And it is a Tuesday afternoon. And, yeah, we'll get to the trade deadline because Blake is coming up here in a little bit. Our Dodger insider, Blake Harris, is going to join us. Radio Tinder next on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I would call you Flo.
You would?
Yeah. Sedano and Cap, Live Imaging Tuesday, a little after 5:30 in the Southland. You know what we do around 5:30?
I do.
We play a TV theme, and we're playing the Golden Girls for no reason other than, you know what, let's jam it out on a Tuesday.
Right on.
It's my wife's favorite show. I assume that's why you were playing it.
Blanche?
All of them.
Radio Tinder time. She's back. Hungarian Heat producer Lindsay. You can follow her at Twitter or on Instagram, at Lindsay Baseball. I screwed that up there. At Lindsay Baseball. And we'll give Tequila Mandala some love. Always swipe right for Tequila Mandala. Are you ready, producer Lindsay?
I'm really excited, Christopher.
Take it away. What do you want?
You know that she's off Twitter now. Lindsay Baseball is no longer on Twitter.
R.I.P. Twitter.
Are you ever going to come back? Because you got like 9,000, 100,000 followers.
I deactivated it.
But that just means you put a pause on it.
Yeah, you get. I think I have like 30 days to decide. It sets up so I have to decide after 30 days. Big decision if I'm going to stay or if I'm going to go. And otherwise, they're deleting the account.
Well, I have a question. So you have you've put your Twitter on pause. Does that mean you can go? Can you go on and scroll and see what's going on?
Nothing. No, I can't. I can't even log in. It tells me this account has been deactivated.
Are you a happier person now that Twitter's not in your daily life?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
Because I hear from people all the time that deactivate their accounts that life is better without Twitter.
I mean, listen. The reason I did it is because I just need. Like I was sick first of all, and then I was on vacation, and I deleted it when I was sick because I was like, I just need a break because you know it's a lot sometimes. So, you know, that's where I was. And then I was on vacation and I was like, I'm in the middle of the woods. You know, I'm camping. I can't read it anyway. So I have yet to decide if I'm going to reactivate it or not.
Okay. You know? Let us know.
So I will.
She's
I
mean, Lindsay Baseball on Instagram.
Did you guys
not
miss
on Twitter.
Me? Right. Yeah. Did you guys miss me doing Radio Tinder?
Yeah, of course. But Funchy did a good job, though.
Funchy did a great job.
Funchy always does a great job. But you can still miss me, even if Funchy does a great job, right?
Yeah.
I did miss you. I did miss you.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited. So last week, Klondike announced that they were discontinuing the Choco Taco, as we all had. There's a lot of uproar about that, at least in my family, I know. But now the demand of the ice cream novelty has skyrocketed, with sellers asking for hundreds of dollars for the rare treat. On Monday, Facebook Marketplace in the L.A. area listed several Choco Tacos for sale. The lowest advertised price was $25, and the highest price was a box of Choco Tacos for $500. Mm. Other social media posts showed the summer treat going as high as $1,000. So would you guys ever pay like these crazy third-party prices if your favorite snack was discontinued? Swipe left or swipe right, Kepi?
I'm going to swipe left. There's no chance at all that I would pay $25. That was what I heard was the low end. $25 for a Choco Taco. Not happening. And I'll tell you why. Because I can get the exact same ice cream in just a slightly different format. It's called a drumstick, okay? It's the same thing. It's the same cone. It's the same ice cream.
It's not a taco, though.
Fair. However, even though you are, it's a different shape.
Did you learn nothing from your taco trip to East LA? The appreciation of the taco?
Those are different types of
tacos. I understand
that.
It's not
a taco. It's
just tacos generally.
Also, where I said, let's just take the Taco Choco out of the equation.
Listen to the question.
What is your favorite snack of all time? Like, is it like, you know, cheese nips, or is it a whatever, drumstick?
Cheese nips?
Cheese nips are
way better than
cheese nips.
You know the only other person I've ever heard that has that opinion?
It's
my
true.
Father,
it's
for
true.
Some reason.
Really? Cheese nips are the GoBots to
Transformers. No.
Cheez-Its are the item.
Yeah. Cheez-Its, not cheese nips.
Do they even sell cheese nips in California anymore?
Yeah, they do. I mean,
there's a product called a cheese nip.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, that's real.
Oh, it is.
It's a thing.
And Mucho likes those the best.
He loves cheese nips over Cheez-Its, and this used to be a battle in my house.
Cap, I'll bring them in next week, and we will do a taste test, okay?
Producer Lindsay's bringing cheese nips in.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll bring
them
both. And then
I used to have a bit that said, I just want to have a girl that eat Cheez-Its with. That used to be like a fun, cute bit I would use with girls.
Okay.
But not cheese nips.
Not nips.
No, cheese nips are way better. No. They're so much cheesier.
Never even heard of a cheese nip.
Well, you're missing out. You're missing out.
Yeah.
You're missing out. We'll do a taste test next week. So anyway, whatever your favorite snack is, your favorite novelty snack, along the lines of a Choco Taco, cheese nips, Cheez-Its, whatever. If that was suddenly discontinued and people were selling them on the black market for these high prices, would you pay them to get your favorite snack?
No, I would not.
Never.
No, I would not.
Okay.
Nope. Come on. Cheese nips from Kraft. Here they are.
Right. Kraft knows how to make cheese, okay?
Cheese nips.
Ever some
and
Kraft
the Ritz
mac and
has
cheese?
A product called cheese nibs.
Nah, I've never tried the nibs.
No, I never even heard of the nibs.
But nips and nibs are the same exact looking product, just from a different company.
No, it's Cheez-Its all the way.
Cheez-Its.
They're
Cheez-Its adjacent. The Cheez-Its have like a tanginess to them.
That's the thing. And especially when you get those crispy. Well, you can buy a whole box of the crispy ones now. Mm. Have you had a crispy Cheez-It?
The crispy ones are phenomenal.
Really? Heavily salted?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're that's good. Beautiful, man.
Wow,
beautiful.
Look at these things.
Okay, we'll take this next week. But Becam, what about you? Would you pay these crazy prices for the
which left is no, I'm not doing that.
That's correct.
Okay. Left is I disagree.
I've been married longer than Tinder, so no, no, I'm not doing it. Swipe left.
Morales, you got thoughts on this?
I don't know though, because
he's on a diet.
No, but I get caught up in these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you would.
Oh, the Choco Taco's going away, even though I don't think I've ever had one in my life. I got to go buy four boxes.
Because they're going away.
Yeah. So right. And so I could have the IG moment. Right. I could have like friends and me eating the Choco Taco together. Yeah. So yeah, I would probably swipe right.
You're going to spend $2,000 on four boxes.
He would. Isn't that a good bit?
He'd do it for the gram. He would definitely do it for the gram.
Anything for the bit.
Yeah. Would Sexy Classy eat the Choco Tacos with you?
I don't know if she'll eat a Choco Taco. She'll eat morning after pizza in hotel room, but I don't know about a Choco Taco.
What did she have the morning after the Mandy? She had like this breakfast quesadilla or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Sexy Classy. Sorry, but can I have some of that? Like, hey, I didn't take it from her plate. Like, I took the pizza. I asked her for it.
And then he just ate the girl's quesadilla.
Wait, does this make you Mr. Sexy Classy?
No.
Yes.
No, yes. She's not my girlfriend. She's just a friend.
No, but he's driving a car that says Sexy Classy on the back of it.
Well, that's her license plate.
Right.
I think that's the new name for you, Mr. Sexy Classy.
Right. Please have Cap say cheese nips a couple more times. The way he does it just sounds filthy.
Okay, well, speaking of food.
He even do it like a sultry cheese nips. Something like that.
The nips and the nibs. Oh, Cappy. Okay, so speaking of food, kind of around the same topic, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, who I love, he just had a Sunday cheat meal for the history books because in a video that he shared on his Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
He claimed that he's never had In-N-Out before, and he documented his experience trying it for the first time. Mm-hmm. He had two double-doubles and two orders of fries. He also had two different types of his Termana tequila to pair with his cheat meal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have you guys swipe, but if you were dieting, what would be your favorite, like, perfect cheat meal, Cappy?
Well, you say if I'm dieting.
So we'll say, was it September 6th, right?
Yeah, September 6th is when my diet starts. So when I start the diet, when I do a cheat meal, I'm kind of with The Rock. You know, I want big, greasy burgers, you know. And listen, for The Rock to cheat with two double-doubles and two orders of fries, that's a good order. I mean, I'm in on that. You remember the taco tour last week, 11 tacos and one tostada. So I had 12 different individual
But do you really call that a cheat meal? So first of all, you can get them protein wrapped, which I did the other night. So that's not cheating at all if you're doing a keto diet.
But also, his was though. His
two
was
fries and two double doubles for a guy burning that many calories.
Right, like nothing.
That's not a cheat meal.
Right.
Cheat meal, I think, has to be anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 calories.
Wait, you don't think that is?
Like that's what I was doing COVID week.
How do you do that?
Like, oh, I've done it, my man.
5,000 calories in one meal.
He usually has three loaves of brick French toast. You guys know what that is? Oh, it's the most amazing French toast ever, and they only sell it at the one place in the mall. It's so good. But anyway, he usually has three loaves of the brick French toast for
his cheat meal.
Okay,
listen,
but like you can eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's for like 1,000 and change.
Well, right.
And that leaves you 4,000 calories still.
Yeah. Well, here's the
deal. Eat a couple pizzas, bag of chips.
I've just Googled it.
I'm not saying in like an hour. I'm saying like 2-3 hours.
The original double-double has 670 calories, 41 grams of fat.
Don't worry about the fat.
No, I'm not worried about it at all. 670 calories times two is 1,500, 1,400 and change.
He's a third of his way through the meal.
Right. Plus the two fries. Yeah, he's got 2,000 calories. Nothing. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's Morales.
No. Well, you got to burn them.
You're going to cheat her, ain't you?
Sedano, what's your perfect cheat meal?
Oh, man.
Shit out.
I would say a perfect cheat meal is like a really good like meat lover's pizza with like cooked like really like baked like a lot like where it's almost like burnt a little on the crust.
Ooh, nice.
A big bottle of red wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then some sort of like chocolate cake or something like super decadent.
Ooh, yeah, chocolate cake. Yeah. I'm in on that.
Yeah. How long have you been lurking back there, George?
I just got here like 2 minutes ago. I made the
very smooth right into the very, very good.
Yeah. Just it was perfect because I was cooking food and you were talking about food.
What'd you
cook? A professional.
Well, I mean, wasn't cooking really. I mean,
he said he was getting pizzas right.
I know, but like, did you go to the freezer and get like a cauliflower crusted pizza from Mateo?
No, we didn't get a cauliflower. They didn't have cauliflower. We had a pool party on Saturday. And we had ordered some pizzas for the kids, and there was still some pizza left over. So I was like, let's just throw that in there.
How many kids were for the pool party?
Like 5-6 kids.
Oh, that's okay.
Boy, that's a lot of extra pizza, man. Pizza never survives in my house. There is no leftovers, ever.
Yeah, so there was three slices left. I had one, and I gave the kids one each. And we also had, like, chili and biscuits last night that Kelly made.
Chili and biscuits?
The kids love biscuits.
Like, you know,
no way.
No, it wasn't.
The kids love biscuits.
Yeah. Like chili from scratch, Kelly made? Or like,
yeah, you just cook a little picadillo, you know, you saute it a little bit, you put it in the pod, you put
bam!
All the ingredients in it, and yeah, you let it sit for a couple hours and it makes chili. Yeah. And then, you know, the biscuits are easy. That's just like put it in the toaster oven or whatever.
All right, Lindsay, baseball.
At the grocery store.
Are we
that's
done?
That's it for a Radio Tinder because we got Balaki coming up next.
Oh, right.
Oh, Balaki.
Yeah, Blake Harris is going to join us next because, George, you know, this is a hardcore sports show.
It is.
And,
although that one guy was really pissed at Greg and me and Chris about not talking about
sports. Oh, and he tweeted again today and said, and Ireland read it, like, hey, guys, do you realize some people do want to talk sports? Hey, you guys got into a battle with this guy. I go, oh, yeah,
the one guy from Santa Monica.
Ireland's like, I got a guy. He wants to talk sports like me.
Well, but my thing is this, like, you know, today, yeah, I mean, the Dodgers did nothing at the deadline. Nothing. And by the way, until LeBron signs or doesn't sign that contract, there's not like a super-duper sports topic to talk about. I mean, we're going to talk about the Padres? Yeah, I guess we could talk about the Padres. Are they going to challenge the Dodgers? Does any Dodger fan believe that? I don't know. Nope. I don't think so.
I don't know if Dodger fans do believe it or don't believe it. I just know that my timeline was filled up today going, oh, we're going to listen to Cappy gloat. I'm like, no gloat. I'm like, it's impressive.
Wait, I mean, it is you though. Like everyone saw your tweet about the owner.
Yeah, well, it's
that.
An impressive story. I mean, the owner of the Padres, his grandfather was the owner of the Dodgers, and this guy is consumed in his life with trying to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, some people are like, you know, they think maybe now, you know, man of the people, all of a sudden, double agent, maybe a little sus. You know,
no, not just sus. Hella sus.
He's hella sus.
Okay, don't just say sus. This is hella sus stuff we're talking about right here.
So that's what I'm saying.
George,
people are
did
like,
you know,
oh, the double agent is coming out.
He has two newsletters every day?
Not every day.
No way.
Out? Not every day.
He has two different newsletters that he sends out.
Right, emails. Right.
The sided
email blast.
One and the Cappy one.
Right, there's a sided one, and then there's my podcast one. Right.
Did you know this?
No, I had no idea.
Well, then you should sign up for my newsletter.
I never signed up for the newsletter. I'm just saying.
If you sign up for Blake's Substack, I'll sign up for your newsletters.
Okay, that's not going to happen, so it's not going to happen. Blake Harris is next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap.
Lit.
On this day, back in 1975, the number one hit, the Eagles, with One of These Nights. Great song, by the way, Cappy.
Love this
song. Kind of your jam.
Oh, yeah. Love the Eagles.
See how I hit the post?
Nice.
I was back here going, hit the post.
It's kind of got that could be yacht rock at Cappy's house when there's a certain smoke in the air. Maybe a little pixie dust and a lot of meat on the grill, and everyone's listening to the Eagles with Sedano and Cap.
Nice.
I did it for you.
I used to love that when I was a kid, and I'd be listening to a DJ, and they would talk right up to when the song started. I used to love that.
Did you get you excited?
Totally.
Where's Sedano?
Sedano.
I'm right here.
Oh, there he is. Take it away,
By
Sedano.
By the way. I know we're going to talk Dodgers with Balaki in a second, but there's a bigger deal at Dodger Stadium. You saw who was at Dodger Stadium today?
No, tell us.
Shakira.
Really?
Doesn't she owe like nine?
Yeah, she's about to go to prison.
Spanish prison.
Yeah, for 8 years.
Yeah.
Hope not.
Don't do tax fraud. Just don't do
Especially
the fraud part.
Spain.
I mean, listen, the same thing happened with Ronaldo, and it never actually happened. He didn't go to prison.
Like, what's she doing at Dodger Stadium today?
She's there with her kids, apparently taking pictures with Mookie Betts.
Really?
You got to spend that money before they take it.
Yeah, Ronaldo went through that, and Messi. I think both of them actually went through that, and then nothing ever happened. So,
hey, is Balaki on the line? There he is. Blake Harris, everybody. Our Dodger insider is here on a Tuesday. He's usually here on Thursdays, but we thought there were so many moves going on today that we would get Balaki on to talk about it. Blake Harris, good afternoon. Welcome back to Sedano and Cap. What's cooking, Blake?
Hey, how's it going? Happy Tuesday, guys. I'm glad that I finally got to take a break and didn't have to keep refreshing my phone every 5 seconds like I've been doing the last 24 hours. So it's been nice having a little break finally.
All right. What do you think about what the Dodgers did, or maybe the question is what they didn't do?
Yeah, this may be a hot take. I know a lot of Dodgers fans are pretty upset with the unexciting trade deadline that the Dodgers had. We've seen them in years past make a splash, and that didn't really happen this year. I really like the Dodgers trade deadline. I did an article, and I gave them a B overall, and I thought they made some really good moves. I thought the Joey Gallo move, this is a guy that's a former two-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove winner. Essentially, he's going to be filling in the Jake Lamb role. So it's an upgrade defensively, big time. And this is a guy that has 40 home run power. He just hasn't really had that the past year with the Yankees. I think a change of scenery is going to be really good for the Dodgers. Very underrated move. He's a free agent at the end of the year, so if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. He's just going to be a bench piece that might get a start here and there against righties. So I thought it was a really good deal for the Dodgers. And again, some other moves that they made that are kind of just under the radar that I think in the long term are really going to help the team out.
Why, how does that stack up to, though, what San Diego did? Because, I mean, in years past, you might say, oh, it's a wild card thing. They get in. Who knows what happened? Like, the new playoff format, like, the Padres are going to be in it and are obviously much better, you know, set up now to make noise. How do they now stack up relative to the Dodgers, given all that they've done?
Yeah, I definitely think the Padres took a step in the right direction. I know a lot of people are saying now all of a sudden the Padres are the much better team. No, I don't think that's the case. They definitely got better. But this is the Dodgers team that, you know, we've been talking about this for months. They've had numerous guys on the injured list. They've been having to deal with a number of guys. I think there's been a total of 60 players that have been on the active roster at one point this season. And the Dodgers have the best record in all of baseball. So nothing's going to change. I think that's why Andrew Friedman didn't feel the need to make a jumbo splash to acquire a guy like Juan Soto, where you're having to empty the farm, because he believes in this team. He believes in the talent that's coming back. And at the end of the day, if you were to take all the teams in baseball, put them in a playoff series in October, I think the Dodgers are still the team to beat. And again, Andrew Friedman, he clearly believes that as well.
And look, at the end of the day, they have their big four of Betts, Turner, Freeman, and Outman, as we now all know.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no reason. I mean, listen, that kid, I mean, we could laugh.
What a story. No, that was an amazing story.
An incredible amount of history in just a couple of games.
I'd retire. I would never play another game again. I would just walk away.
But to have your first at-bat in a big league game in a Dodger uniform and hit a home run and your family go crazy.
It's insane.
I mean, that is the ultimate of dreams coming true. I thought.
I mean, you know that James Outman is having himself a week when he's doing something that hasn't been done since good old Casey Stengel back in 1912.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive when you think about it.
Bernie Nice in 1920. So he's in company with some legends right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Outman is the first Dodger to reach base in at least seven times through his first two games, and that goes back, as Blake mentioned, to Casey Stengel.
And I like his hair.
1912.
I like his hair a lot. Now, flowing.
I will ask you this question, though. I do feel like pitching is the priority that we've talked about, and we assumed that they would get some pitching. How did you feel they fared in that regard, or in regards to what was available potentially?
Yeah, the last few weeks entering the trade deadline, I personally thought that the Dodgers' biggest need was a high leverage reliever. They lost Daniel Hudson to an ACL injury. Blake Treinen still is working his way back. Obviously, Craig Kimbrell, he's been a roller coaster ride all season. So the Dodgers don't necessarily have those top guys. George, I know you and I are relying on our closer, Yency Almonte, but
wait a second. Hold on. You went from that calling me saying that the hottest of hot takes to now being on my side, which I love.
I mean, as you saw my tweet the other day, second lowest ERA in baseball among all relievers.
Yeah. He's good.
So that's incredible. But yeah, no, I thought they needed a high leverage reliever. But again, as Andrew Friedman talked about, with so many guys coming back from the injured list, you have Blake Treinen, you have Tommy Kahnle, you have Victor Gonzalez, Danny Duffy, plus Walker Buehler, who I think there's a chance he might be the Dodgers closer come October. I don't know if his arm is going to be built up enough yet to go five or six innings. And he talked about it about a week ago, saying he's open to whatever. If he needs to come out of the bullpen, he might have to. So the Dodgers have a number of guys that are going to be coming back. And you have to remember also in the postseason, your rotation shrinks. So you might have guys like Andrew Heaney, Tyler Anderson, Tony Gonsolin. They might be going to the bullpen as well. So overall, there are going to be a lot of guys there that the Dodgers can turn to. And as we've seen in years past, relievers are really expensive at the trade deadline. We've seen the Dodgers lose Yordan Alvarez, O'Neill Cruz, four relievers. And Andrew Friedman didn't want to do that. He liked the guys that he has currently in the bullpen.
All right, we're talking to Blake Harris this afternoon here on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Blake is our Dodger insider. He's usually with us on Thursday evenings, but given the trade deadline today, we thought we'd jump in here. You know, Blake, one thing I love about Dodger fans is that they do not seem even remotely fazed by what the Padres did. And what I love about Padre fans is they're so desperate, they so badly want to win, that they're celebrating today like they just want to walk off in the bottom of the ninth in Game 7 of the World Series and hit a grand slam. Are you telling me that you don't think the Padres improve? Listen, I don't think they're going to catch the Dodgers, but the question I have is, can they finally compete with the Dodgers? What do you say?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Obviously, you know, they're not going to catch up in the division. I think it's currently 12 games or so, so that's not going to happen. But this is a team that can go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. We know that they're starting rotation. They have the pieces to have some really good starters. And this was an offense really top-heavy with Manny Machado, with Fernando Tatis obviously on the injured list. But now you add Juan Soto, you add Josh Bell, you add Brandon Drury, which is another good addition, and they have some players that have been underperforming. I think this is a really good Padres team. I think this is the best team they've had during this little stretch they've had. I mean, obviously, I didn't follow Padres baseball back in the good old days, but you can argue this is probably the best team they've ever had in the history of their franchise. So it's going to be a really exciting time. It does kind of suck that they're probably going to have to play a three-game series to start off the playoffs, probably against the Braves. But overall, yeah, this is going to be a really interesting test. And the beauty of this entire deal is the fact that we don't even have to wait. We get the Dodgers and Padres this weekend. Juan Soto is going to be back at Dodger Stadium, and that is going to be a series to watch, probably the best series in all of baseball so far this season.
Yeah. Hey, Blake, it is great to catch up to you, man. Thanks for being available to us on a Tuesday, and we will push everybody to get your Substack, even though I'm too cheap and I don't support journalism.
All good. Normally I say you guys have a great weekend, but since it's only Tuesday, enjoy the rest of your guys' week.
All right, Blake, we'll talk to you soon. Blake Harris stopping by. What You Need to Know is coming up right around the corner. B-Cam is in. Sedano's in and out. It's Live Imaging Tuesday. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.